To give a little context, I am a quadriplegic, and when I had my accident, I almost passed away three times. So I guess I can say I'm close to the line. But anyways, after giving my speech about everything that happened to me in my accident, a fellow classmate got up to give his, and his speech was about a friend who passed away from suicide. And when he was giving his speech, at the corner of my eye, I seen a white figure standing next to him. And as soon as I saw it, I thought to myself, did I really see that? And at that split second, my fellow classmate looked right at the thing I saw. And then it vanished to this day. I still think it was from his friend, next to him, telling him everything will be all right. And it was a speech presentation, and a lot of people were giving very hard speeches. That they were crying, so I'm pretty sure all of the energy gave it enough power to show itself a little bit more. Last week, I was scheduled to have a small surgery in the hospital to get some pins removed from my previously broken hand. Both in the changing rooms and in the small waiting room next to the OR. Here I was waiting for the surgery. Here I was waiting for the surgeon in a hospital bed. I saw a couple fast dark shadows crossing the walls, seemingly into another room. However, they were no real shadows, more like dark fogs, and no eye floaters. At first, I thought there were some bugs flying around the lamps, but given the way the indirect lighting in both rooms, and also given their size, it was not possible. I have not really seen these things in other parts of the hospital yet. Is this something people have seen in other hospitals too? Maybe spirits of people who died in the OR? What do you guys think? Okay, so let me just get started by saying that while I believe in ghosts, I have not seen one since I was a little kid, so I'm not sure what this was. Last week, Thursday, I was dismissing my class when I noticed something standing in the doorway of the lunchroom, which had the lights off at the time. It looked like a completely black figure, peering out with almost its entire body in the doorway, its entire head, arms, torso, and leg. At first, I barely noticed, but went to do a double take, and when I did, the figure moved quickly out of view. I then thought maybe another teacher was in there or a student joking around. When it moved, it did so like someone would move when they didn't want the other person to notice them. However, the figure was all black, like flat looking black. There was no shape or detail. It's weird because the black wall of the lunchroom was visible even when the lights were off, where I could even see the outline of the brick of the black wall because of the sun coming in from the windows. Yet, the figure, which was physically closer in the doorway, had no visible markings or shape to it, like a face or clothes. The hallway lights were all on. I don't know if anyone has ever seen that blackest paint before. Like when the paint, like where they paint an apple and the apple loses all shape and the lines, etc. It was like that, like a flat black human, like silhouette thing. I brushed it off and kept speaking to my class, but when we went to finally leave and start walking, it was there again. And it felt like it was staring at me, even though I couldn't see any of its face or eyes. After a second or two, it quickly moved and turned out of view as if it were trying to hide. And I couldn't see and turned out of view as if to again hide. And I could see what looked like standing with its back to the doorway, again, like it was trying to hide. At that point, I looked at the student next to me and I said, "Did you see that?" While we kept walking to the stairs, and they remarked they hadn't seen anything. If a student was in the lunchroom when they shouldn't be, They may try to hide when I or another teacher see them. However, whatever it was stood there for a second or two. So I could actually see it just standing there. And it really didn't feel like I was looking at was another person. It was almost cartoonish, honestly. It didn't feel mean or scary either, almost playful, but weird. The other thing is, I was with about 18 plus students who are in the third grade. They likely would have said something, but someone being in the lunchroom with the lights off, even if they thought it was a student or teacher, but no one said anything, and we were all in the hall for at least 2 to 3 minutes. The lunchroom doors I'm referencing to were about 10 to 15 feet in front of where me and 18 plus 9-year-olds were standing. These kids tell me if they find a random paperclip. Nonetheless, if some person or weird thing were to be standing in the doorway in front of us, nonetheless, the weirdest part that I really can't shake is all of the students used to always tell me months ago how they see someone in the lunchroom after lunch hours, but every time I've looked, I have never seen anyone. They would stand at our classroom doors during class and say, "Miss, my name, do you see that thing in the lunchroom? It looks like a person." And they would all swear they would see someone, and I would always say no. No one was there, or that it was another student, etc. I also went back shortly after dismissing the students, just to check if anyone was in there, but no one was. Logically, it's likely a student. Maybe they were wearing like a green suit, black? I don't know. I was coyote hunting with some friends for a rancher whose livestock was being killed. It was about 2 to 3 a.m. and we were pretty deep into the middle of nowhere. No roads, houses, or other people for miles. The size this thing had to be. There were no bushes, rocks, or trees nearby it to hide. It was invisible. As wild as that sounds, At this time, I was an atheist, and logic was everything to me. We were hiking down the game trail, and there was the deepest, scariest growl ever. Right behind us, all three of us turned around expecting to see a full-size grizzly bear, but there was nothing. It was terrifying. It sounded like a bear groaning, a human moaning, a dog growling, all mixed into one. We ran away as fast as we could back to the truck. Still, no explanation to this day. I don't know if this is the right subreddit, but I need info and an explanation on it as soon as possible. Okay, so a bit of a backstory. This random music started playing outside a few weeks ago. It's a whimsical, almost like a Zelda or a tune you would hear in the background of a game like Zelda. It's been on and off since, though it is the same tune every time. It feels like it's coming from outside, but it's loud and varies in volume. I live in a quiet and busy area, and I've asked a friend living down the road about the music. He has been hearing the same tune as well, and so had my father. Has anyone else experienced this or know what it could be? It was more like a whimsical, fluty sounding music. When I was around 6 months old, obviously it traumatized me since I remember it that far back, I was lying on my back in my crib, awake. I remember looking up to the left to the little window that's usually closed, and it was wide open, when looking down at me was this huge black longhorn figure with red eyes staring down at me, taking up every inch and more of the window, and then telepathically said, "I finally found you." I instantly started screaming and jumped up to alert my mom, who was sleeping in the bed next to me. She woke up and threw the lights on, and of course nothing was in the window, and it was even closed again. I tried blocking it out as much as I can to the point where I started sleeping with my head underneath my pillow, and it stayed that way until I was 7 years old. I did it for so long I forgot the reason I started doing it in the first place, which I guess means me blocking it out worked. I recalled the whole thing again a little later in life. I am female 39, so it's been a while since it happened, but I've never told anyone other than my mom, and I just had so many questions. How long had it been looking for me? Why in general? I don't know. I just wanted some feedback on the subject. This is a true story that I did not directly experience. Let me explain. I must have been 12 years old during the time I visited Colombia in 2004 with my older brother in the summer, just visiting some family. We were really free in the fact that we could go outside and play with the neighborhood kids and come back in the evening to eat dinner. In the neighborhood, there was a river behind these apartments, and there was always the saying that it was haunted by La Llorona, which is a Hispanic urban legend about this woman who drowned her kids and would cry in agony at night mourning for her kids in regret. Now, this story is not about that. Not at all. Maybe something even more terrifying. And I'm glad I wasn't the only one to see it with my own two eyes. Anyways, it was broad daylight. My friend Santiago, my brother, and I walked around the river. Being the kids we were at the time, it was fair to see that we were slightly spooked about the urban legend, but it was okay since it wasn't the dead of night. After about 5 minutes of just minding our own business and throwing rocks at the nearby trees by the river, some shit went down. I just remember turning and seeing the face of my friend Santiago in utter shock. Both my brother and friend screamed, "What the hell is that? Did you see that?" I was too scared to turn to see what the hell was going on, because the next thing I knew, Santiago and my brother were ahead of me, and I did not want to be left behind. After getting to the street and escaping God knows what, quickly asked them what happened. The two looked at each other and said they saw this demonic creature hanging on the tree smiling at them. They both confirmed the same description, and luckily for me, my eyes didn't lay on it. I can't believe they saw that freaking devil. But when I realized that they must be trying to scare me, I went with the flow as they were still scared about what they saw. I believe in what they described, because now I'm 26, my brother is 30. I would ask him every blue moon if that experience wasn't a damn joke. At first, he was pretty hesitant to even confirm nor deny what the hell he saw. As time passed, he realized that it was the real deal.